and making every thought submit to the obedience of Christ. The term captivity typically has a negative connotation. It implies the termination of freedom. Then why did he use it? For its particular significance related to another aspect. The term captivity conveys two meanings: the loss of freedom and being so forcefully suppressed that one cannot rebound. He chose it for this second implication. Similar to when he states, "I robbed other churches," he doesn't mean taking covertly, but stripping and taking everything. Same goes for bringing into captivity. The battle wasn't equal. He triumphed with ease. So he didn't merely say, "We win and are superior," but "We even bring into captivity." Just as he earlier didn't say, "We forcibly oppose the strongholds, but we overthrow them, for the supremacy of our weapons is immense." Our conflict isn't with words, he says, but with actions against words, not with human wisdom, but with a gentle and powerful spirit. How then, as they accused him, saying, "His letters are weighty," should I pursue prestige, boast in words, and menacingly write letters, when our strength doesn't lie in these things? But having said, "Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ," because of the unpleasantness of captivity, he swiftly brought an end to the analogy, saying, "Unto the obedience of Christ, from bondage to liberty, from death to life, from ruin to salvation. We aim not only to topple, but also to convert to the truth those who oppose us."